And again, O Ananda, those bodhisattvas who have been born, are being born, or will be born there, are all bound to one birth only, and will thence indeed obtain the highest perfect knowledge, barring always the power of prayers, as in the case of those bodhisattvas who are preaching with the voice of lions, who are girded with the noble armour of the law, and who are devoted to the work of helping all people to attain parinirvana. And again, O Ananda, in that Buddha country, those who are Shravakas are possessed of the light of a fathom, and those who are Bodhisattvas are possessed of the light of 100,000 kotis of yojanas, barring always the two Bodhisattvas, by whose light that world is everywhere shining with eternal splendour. Then the blessed Ananda said this to the Bhagavat: What are the names, O Bhagavat, of those two noble-minded bodhisattvas? The Bhagavat said, One of them, O Ananda, is the noble-minded bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, and the second is Mahasthamaprapta by name. And, O Ananda, these two were born there, having left this Buddha country here. And, O Ananda, those bodhisattvas who have been born in that Buddha country are all endowed with the 32 marks of a great man, possessed of perfect members, skilled in meditation and wisdom, clever in all kinds of wisdom, having sharp organs, having well-restrained organs, having organs of sense capable of thorough knowledge, not mean, possessed of the five kinds of strength, of patience under censure, and of endless and boundless good qualities. And again, O Ananda, all those bodhisattvas who have been born in that Buddha country are not deprived of the sight of Buddha, nor liable to fall down to the evil states until they reach the Bodhi. Henceforward, they all will never be forgetful of their former births, barring always those who are devoted to their former place during the disturbances of the kalpas, and while the five kinds of corruption prevail, when there is the appearance of blessed Buddhas in the world, as for instance that of me at present. And again, O Ananda, all the bodhisattvas who have been born in that Buddha country, having gone during one morning meal to the other world, worship many 100,000 nayutas of kotis of Buddhas, as many as they like, through the favour of Buddha. They consider in many ways that they should worship Buddhas with such and such flowers, incense, lamps, scents, garlands, ointments, powder, cloaks, umbrellas, flags, banners, ensigns, music, concerts, and musical instruments. And as soon as they have considered this, there arise also on their hands exactly such materials for every kind of worship. And while performing worship for those blessed Buddhas, with those materials, beginning with flowers and ending with musical instruments, they lay up for themselves much immeasurable and innumerable merit. Again, if they wish that such handfuls of flowers should be produced on their hands, then such handfuls of heavenly flowers, of different colours, of many colours, of different scents, are produced on their hands as soon as thought of. They shower again and again such handfuls of flowers upon those blessed Buddhas, and the very smallest handful of flowers, being thrown on high, appears above in the sky as an umbrella of flowers, 10 yojanas in circumference. And when the second has been thrown after it, the first does not fall down on the earth. There are handfuls of flowers there, which having been thrown up, appear in the sky as umbrellas of flowers 20 yojanas in circumference. There appear in the sky some flower umbrellas 30, 40, or 50 yojanas in circumference, as far as 100,000 yojanas in circumference. Those bodhisattvas there who perceive the noble pleasure and joy and obtain the noble strength of thought, having caused a great and immeasurable and innumerable stock of good works to ripen, and having worshipped many 100,000 niyutas of kotis of Buddhas, turn again to the world Sukhavati in one morning through the favour of practising the former prayers of the same Tathagata Amitayus, owing to the hearing of the law formerly given, owing to the stock of good works produced under former jinnas, owing to the perfect completion in the success of former prayers, owing to the well-ordered state of mind.